Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The oldest restaurant in Sioux Falls is closing its doors and reimagining its future. Bob's Chicken has been a landmark in the city for decades. Although Bob Lyons, the original Bob, sold the business in 2000, SDPB's Melissa Hammersma and Heather Benson decided to track him down to see if he was willing to share stories of the business and how it helped shape a city. At more than 90 years old, Bob is still a great storyteller. You can see a digital feature about Bob's Chicken on the SDPB Facebook page. But joining us now from the studios in Vermilion, Melissa and Heather. Melissa, welcome.
Hi. Hi, Lori.
Heather, thanks for being here, too.
Thanks for having me.
Heather, let's just start with you because the Facebook digital short is sort of blowing up in this really fun way as people share their stories. Tell me how it's doing.
Well, it's a very South Dakota thing. You know, we're all within 2 degrees of each other and knowing someone who knows Bob. And it's been, for me, as the person who heads up social media here at SDPB and having been a part of creating this digital short, watching people share their memories, mourn the loss of Bob's. There's a lot of mourning going on.
Right.
And just, yes. And be excited about connecting with each other about something that they all love. I mean, there's people coming onto our Facebook page from Australia saying how much they want to come, you know, get here before it closes. And I think that's a great example, you know, here, all the evils of social media, but there's some really great things. And it's fun to watch a community grow around one little post.
All right, so go share your story on the Facebook page as well, because everyone's got one. Melissa, how did you manage to sit down with Bob? You're a friend of a friend of someone who knows
well,
Bob, right?
As Heather mentioned, in South Dakota, it seems like there's 2 degrees of separation. And when I'd visit my grandmother at her apartment in Sioux Falls, you know, there's an older gentleman that I would see, you know, always looking dapper in a suit and tie and a very striking person and really jovial. And I was visiting with my mom. You know, we were talking about Bob's would be sold. And she's like, well, Bob Lyons is grandma's neighbor. I'm like, oh, that's who that is. So we had the opportunity to set up an interview with him. And he was very gracious with his time. And he had a lot of memories to share. And it was really a treat to chat with him. And he's going to be 96 in August, he said.
Thank you. I was going to say 95, and then I thought at the last minute, I don't know, could he really be 95? But he is.
Yes.
So, wow. All right, we've got a few treats here for our listeners today, some of the audio that didn't make it into the digital short. This is a little bit about Bob getting his start at a restaurant called the Nickel Plate.
No, I didn't have the slightest idea how to cook dinner. At the Nickel Plate, I didn't cook for a long time. I waited on people and got their order. Then I became manager, and I had to do their cook. But they trained me in cooking, you know, fry cooking. We just had fry cooking. We didn't have ovens and stuff like that. The Nickel Plate taught me how to run a restaurant and everything. They were very, very efficient. Never waste.
Never waste anything, Melissa.
Well, I think that soundbite is a really good representation of Bob's character. He grew up on a ranch near Winter. He was one of 8 children, and they grew up in the Dirty 30s. His father was a rancher and lost a number of horses. You know, he later went to Springfield to he started education to become a teacher, but he said that teachers were only paid $18 a month, and he thought that he could strike out and do a little bit better. So he moved to the big city of Sioux Falls and pounded on doors until he got employment at the Nickel Plate. And they actually gave him a 4-day trial. They said that you could work here for 4 days and not be paid, and if we give you a key at the end of that duration, then you're hired, and the rest is history. So.
All right, so talking about salaries, we're going to hear a little bit about the waitresses at Bob's Cafe over the years.
And the girls would come out to the car, get their order, take it back in the kitchen, and we'd cook it, and then they'd take it back out again and get the money. And we didn't pay those girls. They made so much money in tips that we didn't pay them anything. Some of those girls made more money than their dad working a full-time job.
Not a bad first job.
And that clip's really fun for me because is we went out to do this digital short, and I posted a picture of Bob's famous sign on my personal Facebook page. Lo and behold, I found out that my mother-in-law actually worked as one of those waitresses for Bob's for a number of years, and she started sharing her stories with me. And again, the 2 degrees of separation in South Dakota doesn't go very far.
I love it. All right, we better talk about that sign. Here's Bob talking about the iconic Bob's Chicken sign.
Made that sign in 1967. And Sioux Falls couldn't paint the picture of my wife. That was my wife. They couldn't paint the picture of it. They had to send it to Pennsylvania to have it painted. Something about they put electricity on it or something so the paint doesn't fall off. I don't know. That sign's been up there since 1967, and the picture of my wife has never changed. How many places do you go and see a person on a sign, lit up, holding a tray with a malted milk and a hamburger on it? It's a unique sign.
It's a unique sign. He said earlier that he put her on the sign because she was beautiful.
I think right. That's a wonderful love story.
I like to look at my wife. I'm going to put her on a sign.
And Bob also shared a great story when he was talking about the sign, about how back in the early days of Sioux Falls, you know, Bob's was pretty far out west. I mean, there wasn't right. a lot on 12th Street at that point. But the airport was obviously in use, and the airport was in the same spot that he had. The pilots used to use that giant lit up Bob sign as a way to guide themselves towards the runway in Sioux Falls.
All right, what happens to the sign now that Bob's Chicken is done, no more? What's the next, Bob sold the business in 2000. What happens next for the business and the sign?
Bob himself still actually owns the building and the sign. Oh. And as I understand it, Ben, who's been managing the food part of that business and owns the equipment, et cetera, he's moving on to a new location. Same great recipe, so make sure you follow him there. But the building and the sign are still up for sale. So if someone's in love with a piece of Sioux Falls history, it's probably worth talking to Bob about.
Do they get to keep the name and the sign and call it Bob's Chicken still and just start a new restaurant?
I believe.
I think they're changing.
Well, Ben is changing the name. The sign is, and the business and the name Bob's Cafe and Chicken is, that's what's still available for sale, I guess you might say. Is that
interesting?
It's all my right. understanding without having
without having verified them. That, but having seen the other news sources report that, I think that's right. the correct story.
Time to dig into that for folks who are interested in preserving a little bit of South Dakota history. Melissa, what did you learn from Bob that you'll probably remember? You mentioned his character at the beginning of our conversation. What about his character really sticks with you as you work on Savor Dakota, as you just work on your own life? What hangs in there about Bob?
I think that people always recognize hard work, and that's been a factor in his success. He wasn't afraid to dig in, and he was open for 24 hours a day for 25 years. But I think that people remember, they favor places where they can go and eat with their families, and I think that's part of the charm. Bob talked about, when they were a drive-up cafe, then families could eat there because their kids could be contained to the car, and they really enjoyed being able to do something as a family. And then, when Heather and I were there, it seemed like the patrons were regulars there. That's where they go and have the breakfast each morning. And I think people really appreciate that. And Bob got his start in a time when there weren't many chain restaurants in Sioux Falls. And now the food scene in Sioux Falls has grown, and there's quite a few chain restaurants, which are great. But then the business also stands out as a mom and pop shop where can find a one-of-a-kind experience, and I think those
fabulous.
Are worth seeking out.
A true South Dakota story right in the middle of our biggest city. Melissa Hammersma, Heather Benson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.